Get a Life in Christ with your host, Father Benedict Groeschel. And now, here's Father Groeschel.
Hello, I'm Father Benedict Groeschel of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal in the South Bronx. And as we continue our series, Get a Life, we're discussing the virtues. And in this particular program today, we're going to discuss the virtue of justice. Now, of course, everybody believes in justice. Everybody wants justice done to themselves. We live in an age where people constantly go to court to get justice. And over half the courthouses in the United States, there is a cast statue up on the top of the dome of a blindfolded lady, a kind of allegorical figure, and she's holding the scales of justice. I wonder what she's thinking sometime. Because we live in a society that is not known for justice, but for suing. It's a society that loves litigation. And if you talk to any of the people who work in courts, whether they're attorneys or court clerks or even judges, they are likely to tell you in a moment of truth that justice is seldom done, although that is the goal of the court and the judicial system. But sometimes a judge or a court is faced with a question that they try to equitably answer, but it's based on so many previous injustices that nobody knows whether justice is really done. The moral virtue of justice, which is recognized and admired by people of all societies and from all ages, says that justice is a virtue or a good quality that causes us to give everyone what is their due, what's coming to them. And you know, we used to proudly say that this was a country that had liberty and justice for all. Nonetheless, the court system, the judicial system, is constantly in the process of trying to refine this justice. And in the lifetime of many of us, we have seen that one very large group of Americans were not given their just rights because of their racial origin, their color. We went through the huge civil rights movement to see that justice could be done for this very, very large segment of our population. Somehow or other, people who believed in liberty and justice had not extended this to everyone, although in the founding documents of our country, it says that people have inalienable rights to life, to liberty, and to the pursuit of happiness. But they did not extend these to everyone. And at the present time, justice is not done to many people. Although we are proud in the United States that you cannot be deprived of a job opportunity because of your race, creed, color, or other orientations, nevertheless, I myself know several Catholic professors and social workers who cannot get jobs at the present time because they are politely asked what is their position on abortion. And if they do not unequivocally accept this denial of human rights, they're not given the job. It is an outrageous injustice. So justice is an elusive thing, and justice is constantly something that we must pursue. Not only does the civil government have courts, but the church has courts, and most of the larger religious denominations in the world have systems for justice, for due process, and to try to see that people are equitably given their rights within a church. They say, does a church need to have a court? It sure does. Because the human heart is not dedicated to justice. Because of original sin, we all like to cheat. And we'd all like to get a bigger piece of the pie than we really deserve. And we usually assume that we deserve a bigger piece of the pie than justice, if it were absolute, might give us. Now, you know, One of the areas of justice that is completely overlooked in our society because of its secularism, I'm going to use a funny word, the rights of God. Remember, we're talking about the natural virtue of justice and the spiritual virtue or the Christian virtue of justice. Many societies acknowledged that God had rights, that the creator of the world had a right to demand of people that they do good and avoid evil. This was even part of the foundational law of the United States, although the country was not officially religious. It was based on a Judeo-Christian view of justice found in the Bible. This was very, very much what the founding fathers meant when they put on the money, "In God we trust." At this stage of the game, our country has become so secularized that you say to yourself, what God? Did God have anything to do with any of this? And maybe it's even or ironically appropriate that that saying is the only place where America acknowledges its religious debt, its debt to God, is on its money. You might say, which God are we talking about? Probably the God we trust in is a God called money. It's not the living God. The supernatural virtue of justice, the moral virtue lifted up and inspired by grace, that moral virtue causes us to give everyone his due, including God. And that's an important thing to bear in mind. Now, I can understand the founding fathers trying to stay away from a commitment or an establishment of any particular religious denomination. First of all, we're all a lot better off if the state keeps out of our way. And I, for